Listen. Focus. And as you close your eyes, you can safely withdraw from the stress and chaos of the outer world. Focus on my voice. Maybe you do hear the occasional noise around you, but these will only heighten your enjoyment as you go deeper and deeper, deeper and deeper into your inner mind, and further and further, further and further from everything and anything that stands between your subconscious mind and my suggestions. Close your eyes. Your body relaxes. Your breath deepens and slows. Your eyes relax behind your eyelids. Relax. Your mind becomes still and focused. Your body becomes still. And as you ask yourself which part of you feels the stillness and peace most of all, your body starts to feel so loose and so relaxed, as if part of you wanted to detach from itself and float away to the sound of my voice. As if part of you wanted to detach from itself.
Enjoy this.
Like an island breaking away from the mainland in geological eons, in which you speed up in your imagination to happen in just a float away.
Now,
float away. Float away. Now,
quiet.
And changes make for interesting, meandering thoughts. While some changes are slow, some are fast, and some are both, because they go on every day. Changes, like hormonal ebb and flow, and tide and trickle inside your body. And it's funny how such infinitely small particles of our existence determine whether the shiver you feel, if I breathe warmth into your ear, becomes a quiver deep within your wet pussy, or whether you get stiff and erect. And what's even more curious is why anybody makes it into such a monumental thing. Why anyone would do the things you do and try to be anything other than what you really are deep, deep within.
No.
When you close your eyes and float into the inner ether, the curious expanding universe pulsing in the tiny spark, hidden in the depths of your mind. And as you float and float, timing deeper bliss into every deeper breath, inside you, you remember story. And as you settle into your warm bed, as you pull the covers up to your nose, you remember a story about a princess who sleeps and sleeps beyond conflict, beyond time.
Let your thoughts drift.
And sleeps and sleeps. And you feel that shiver deep inside when you think about touching the sharp spindle of the witch and crumpling to the floor.
Quiet now. So quiet.
To sleep and sleep and sleep.
Just lie still.
And as you start to sleep, you start to dream a dream. Dreaming now of a labyrinth of rose bushes.
Just relax.
Fragrant and deep and dark.
Just relax.
And even though you know the path ahead is fraught with thorns, you see yourself inside your dream. And you feel as if when you walk, you float and float further into fantasy.
Just relax now.
Fantasy's platonic, perfect, long-stem roses side by side. How many ages would you sleep if you pricked your finger on one of these?
Feels so different.
And as you float into deeper, darker passages within this dream, you pass a rosebush of whitest, dove-white roses. Five of them. And as you pass, these roses nod their heads and droop. And it causes you to feel the same way.
Quiet. Inside.
And as you continue on, just a little further, you pass pink roses. Like the cold blush on your cheek. And there are four blossoms, so full and fragrant.
You can just be yourself.
And as you drift past, these wilt gently.
That's better.
Close a bit and sleep and sleep. and you start to feel so tired. Even within the confines of your secret dream.
That's it.
But you press on and drift deeper into the passage lined with roses.
Your real self now.
Passing hybrid yellow-pink roses, these special blossoms. In your favorite shade. And these also gently bow their heads. The flowers so lazy, so tired. So asleep for the night.
With every breath.
And it feels as if all this wilting, dropping, drooping, limp, helplessness. We're migrating into your body, taking you into a deep state of sleepwalking. Even in the confines of your dream. Until you pass just two red roses intertwine
once upon a time. Your true self.
And you can hardly keep your eyes open.
Dreaming now.
As you see them droop and close up tight. Your eyes can no longer stay open. Even in your dream.
Go ahead. You know you want to.
When you barely blink your eyes open, at last to stand before an outdoor urn with a single black rose inside it. In front of a high, sheer stone wall. That you could never, ever scale, even if you were wide awake.
You know it makes you feel so good.
A mystical wind blows. And the stone wall opens up to reveal a deeper inner passage. Deeper yet.
Drifting deeper into trance.
You are drawn inside, moving only with unseen and metaphysical energies. Through this deepest inside passage of the castle of your psyche. Sleeping, hypnotized hallways obscured by waking amnesia normally. To arrive at last in a chamber drenched in light. Light. Light waves, particles. Passing into your body and thrilling your senses now.
Hypnotized.
Your body buoyant. No, maybe you haven't got a body at all.
So heavy.
That's it.
So tired.
You haven't got a body. You are so far inside, you're outside. And this chamber of warm, white light at the center of your hidden self holds within the secret, sleeping princess. Her lips apart, her hands folded. Is she a real princess? Is she an effigy? Is she a dolly? A wind-up toy kept under crystalline collector's glass. Frosted with dust. Waiting and waiting. Waiting and waiting.
So tired.
Sleeping and sleeping.
So heavy and tired.
Go ahead. Give her a kiss. She's waiting. She's waiting. She's waited and waited forever. Go ahead, press your lips against her doll-like, parted lips. Knowing your kiss wakes her up from the semi-conscious, aching sex upward, outward. Give her a kiss. Give those warm, beautiful, feminine lips a kiss. The kiss she's waiting for and waiting for. Candied, glossy lips. For your lips. Kiss her. And as you touch your lips to the lips of the pristine, sleeping princess, your lips feel cool, sheer, crystalline glass. You open your closed eyes, and immediately you discover you are kissing no princess, but a mirror.
Lips tingling, skin tingling.
And in the mirror, you are the princess. You are the sleeping, dreaming, waiting, waiting princess. Waiting and waiting under the fragile glass. Waiting and waiting, ages to be kissed.
You can anticipate.
And kissed. Your hands are princess hands. Your lips are princess lips. Your hair is princess hair.
You can touch your own skin.
Your dress is a fabulous, frothy, lacy, lovely dress fit for a princess. Your head wears the crown. Your slender neck wears the jewels. Your bosom presses out, out from the neckline. Your voice is a princess voice. Your mind is filled with a bubble like blank. Blank mind. You are princess of a place you don't remember the name of.
Touch the silk.
You are waiting for a prince, and yet you don't know which one. You are sleeping, and you no longer know why. Your enchantment feels deeper and deeper than ever as you open your long-lashed eyes and blink. Princess is your name. Your enchantment is permanent, and the spell upon you is a spell of transformation. Princess is your real name, even though you keep it a secret. Your enchantment is permanent, and the spell upon you is a spell of transformation. Everything but being princess, under the deepest enchantment of my voice, is illusory, and less and less important than being princess, princess. Pink and perfect. Every day you recognize more overt evidence of this enchantment upon you. Every day you pursue femininity and frills and blank-mindedness in pink and pretty guise, more passionately than the last. Whenever you encounter a woman who calls herself a princess, you will feel a stir of admiration and affiliation, and you will be filled with a heavy, sleepy dose of the sense of the power the enchantress has upon you. You will be especially confused, dizzy, and compliant in these encounters.
Touch your own skin.
You will even wonder if you are some kind of a doll or robot programmed to be prettier and prettier, as pretty as you can possibly
princess.
Make yourself.
Yes.
As pretty as you can possibly make yourself. You will feel compelled to shave, scent, dress in silky things, and become girlier and girlier, even as it makes no sense to you.
I am the enchantress. Now, whenever you hear princess,
slowly now. Very slowly.
You recognize yourself.
You start to see the image in the mirror fading. You start to feel these beams of light carrying you, floating, floating, gently back to where you started from.
You are pretty.
And even though you want to know your real girl name,
you respond.
You just come back with,
you are a
princess. And even though you want to reject the idea that you are really a female doll,
and you obey,
you might just forget why it even matters. There's simply too much to do in the real world right now. This real world so busy. Until you get hard and excited. And you realize why you're here. You will notice the next time you come and come really hard. That you are back. In your dream, you're about to kiss the beautiful, beautiful princess, and you're moving in to touch her lips with your lips. You're so close. And